Okay, let's kick it off.
So, this presentation is about alternatives to the VR for implementing user data.
So I'm Chris Terex. I'm working for Nuage. So, as you know, Nuage, we're technology leading in ASEAN, providing virtualized data center networking for any type of endpoint, virtual machines, containers, bare metal. And we're actively developing plugins to open source cloud management systems, like CloudSec, of course. So just about me, so yeah, software development engineer, architect, team lead now also, based in Antwerp. If you have the opportunity to visit Antwerp, you should definitely do. Worked for same company under four different names, now being Nokia, with the fifth one is the coolest one of all. Nuage Networks, obviously. And I'm the development lead for CloudSec and OpenSec plugin development. So just before I go into the topic, so just wanted to mention that we want to be very active in the community. It took a bit of a struggle to get some of the PRs through, but we're quite proud to have some major PRs being part of 4.10 release. We support guest DNS now with a combination with Nuage that wasn't supported before 4.10. Support underlay connectivity. Some of our customers request SourceNet and StaticNet directly from the overlay into the underlay, and also supporting shared networks, which we didn't have before 4.10. So we support shared networks, isolated and VPCs now, as well as general bug fixing. And talking about 4.11, there's a bunch of PRs we have out now. One PR is about having the ability to configure a VPC and CloudSec linked to a domain template in the ASEAN platform, specifically now based on a per VPC basis rather than a global setting, which is what Sanjeev talked about yesterday, but consuming advanced features of the ASEAN platform from CloudSec. Bug fixing, obviously. Another one is better differentiation between isolated networks and VPC based on a dedicated flag rather than as it's currently done based on the persistent flag. We have our PR for VPC inline load balancing, which provides public load balancing based on an appliance rather than relying on the virtual router, which is what we talked about in Montreal. And then actually two PRs, which I will talk about. Talk about config drive support for user data, as well as DHCP options supporting CloudSec. Okay, so talking about user data. So I will talk about three approaches. Well, two of them which are new. So today, the reference implementation for user data is through the virtual router, obviously. That's a reference implementation in CloudSec. We actually have PRs now, which I just mentioned, to provide two alternatives, providing user data without the need for a virtual router. So first one, so yeah, what's there today in CloudSec? The guest VM, the instance, does a wget call towards a virtual router as the DHCP provider to obtain its user data. So through the virtual router. So this is the reference implementation. It's proven, it's there, it's working, of course, but it's not largely scalable in general because of the virtual router, not specifically so much because of user data, but when you deploy CloudSec with SDN, you of course leverage all your forwarding and routing and ACLs through the SDN platform. If then on top you still need this virtual router because of user data, it's really a pain. As a general theme, I think, in this conference, the virtual router is a source of issues. But also, it really puts restrictions. It needs a virtual NIC in every tier of a VPC, for instance. So if you talk about VPCs with very large amount of tiers, the virtual router becomes your bottleneck. But yeah, so that's of course what's present today. So one other approach that we implemented is providing user data through config drive, which tackles the disadvantage I just mentioned about scalability. It's open support. I mean, there is support in Cloud Init and Ignition within CoreOS for config drive. It's not something new. So the whole idea about config drive is that you basically don't let the VM obtain the user data through wget calls, but you prepare an ISO and you attach it to the VM at boot time, and the VM just fetches the data which is submit from the ISO, like your virtual CD-ROM drive which you attach to your virtual machine. So there is no communication anymore. I mean, it's all pre-provisioned and attached to the virtual machine. The virtual machine can just read it out. So the only drawback is that, it's of course a change to the current implementation. It requires a change to your guest VM templates, and actually also to the system VM template I will talk about. I will explain this. All right, so there is a PR. There's a feature and a design spec submitted a while ago. The PR is outstanding. What does it support? It gives you config drive support for shared networks, isolated networks, and VPCs. It's worked out and qualified with KVM and ESXi. It can perfectly work with Zen Server as well, but we didn't spend the effort on that. It's been tested with Linux guest VMs, Windows, and CoreOS. And it supports everything you need. So it supports metadata, user data, SSH keys, and password reset. So great thanks to Jayapal Uragi, who we met at the conference in Dublin, who did the initial work. We based ourselves on the work that Jayapal spent. Jayapal couldn't make this conference here. He explained and proposed and implemented config drive for shared networks based on Zen Server as an initial implementation. This is so great about working together in the community. We took this as a baseline to further extend it and generalize it, and further work out the boilerplate code around it. So you can read everything in the design spec, the PR is there. We hope to get it in for 4.11, of course. Just a note also, this PR is very generic. It doesn't rely on new ASH networks at all. So it gives you config drive support with native VR networking as well, obviously. Okay, so how does it work? So there's been developed a new config drive network element. So that's really the big new piece. It provides user data within your network offering. So you can select when you set up your network offering, you can select the virtual router to be the provider of user data, which is today, or you can select config drive. So you have the choice on a per network basis. So what happens is this config drive network element orchestrates the actions to create an ISO drive on the secondary storage VM. At the time you boot the VM, so it's a drive with label config, and that's why you actually need to upgrade your systemvm template in order to leverage this. There's a package gen iso image, which is used to compose that iso drive. So you need to have that package contained in the systemvm template. So all that is of course orchestrated from this network element, this new network element. And then at the time your guest VM boots, it needs to hold a script, so executed at boot time, which basically reads out your metadata and user data and SSH keys from the drive. So it mounts the drive, it reads out the data, and it unmounts the drive. And then, of course, when you change user data, when you update it, or you do a password reset, the ISO drive is actually recreated, and the VM would have to mount it again. So how does the mounted drive look like? So it gives you a CloudSec folder with then subfolders for metadata, user data, and password. The metadata holds, for every key value pair, it holds a file with the name being the key, and inside the file you have the value, like all these .txt files. And the user data is also part of a user data.txt file. This structure was proposed by Jayapal, on which we based the work. So yeah, it comes as a generic implementation. It's been qualified by the Nuage team, both with native VR networking as with Nuage. But of course, the big advantage you have is that when you deploy CloudSec with an SDN platform, and you don't rely on the virtual router for any of your networking. For our case, you select Nuage VSP as the provider for your networking, for DHCP, for your ACLs, for your source and static NAT, and then provide user data through config drive. You really have the ability now to create shared networks, isolated networks, and VPCs without any VR deployed. Multiple of our customers really were asking for. Which is now being brought upstream to the community also. To demonstrate and showcase also, we did the work to provide pull requests to CoreOS to support CoreOS Ignition, which is the Cloud Init version of CoreOS, to support CloudSec config drive for reading out the user data based on your config drive from within your CoreOS VM. Same for metadata, that's another PR which is out there, as well as a PR to ease the your QCAP build image for CloudSec to make this all work. So this is actually what I can demonstrate. So when you create your network offering, in our case, you select Nuage VSP, obviously, for all the networking. And as I mentioned, so for user data, you would have the choice now between Virtual Router, which is a reference implementation, bare metal user data provider, which is there as well. But now the new element is config drive. So this selection is now available for you. So then when you create your network offering, like in our case, a typical config would be like this, with config drive specified as user data instead of the virtual router. So if my VPN is still up, I can showcase this also.
So the is it up or it tends to go down? I don't know, there's a Wi-Fi hiccup or something. All right, let's see whether that still works. If not, I'll just go through. Okay. Right, so the network which, so the network offering which I just showed from the slide has been pre-created here. I created a network just to speed up a bit. So I created a network with this offering that I just showed. So Nuage Network Miami, it's an isolated network with all the forwarding implemented by Nuage and user data through config drive. So now when I create an instance in that network, you know, I'll just go over the slides because it's too slow. Let me just continue with the slides. I took some screenshots, so. Yeah.
So I've been looking into config drive myself as an alternative to mm-hmm. user data, and I see we are not you but Jayapal, I think mm-hmm. his name was he took the existing file format of how it's presented on the VR and put that on the config drive. But if you look at Cloud Init, it already has native config drive support from OpenStack,
yeah.
which uses JSON files.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, it would be better to use the format OpenStack is already using because a lot of end users are used.
So that's definitely something we can do. That's what we talked about as well. It's an interesting discussion. We thought it might be a bit politically loaded support the OpenStack formats out of CloudSec, but I definitely agree with you. So if we can provide alternative schemes next to this scheme.
For example, from Ubuntu, the cloud image, has native support for OpenStack. So for an end user, it's just installing that cloud image. And from my perspective, if there's OpenStack somewhere in the name coming by in a Python file, I don't think
anybody
cares.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Yeah.
Or you could just, was already thinking about maybe just make a double directory structure in the same ISO.
Man.
Or symlinking the CloudStack to OpenStack or OpenStack to CloudStack.
They're not really interoperable because the one is a complete full JSON.
Yeah.
One file and then.
And then there's EC2
and EC2 is also there.
Yeah.
It seems like redundant to invent our own format again over what is already out there.
Yeah. So that's definitely something we can extend. Yeah. So, you know, I guess. It'll have to be this way. When you create your instance in the network, you choose a CoreOS template. Let me try once more whether it's...
Your presenter mode is not working. It's the internet which is too slow.
No, I think it's...
Why is this not working?
Yes, the presentation is not working.
All right.
Trying the...
Yeah. All right. Maybe you can put it somehow...
What?
Offline.
All right, so... So you create your VM, select, the usual steps. I select an SSH key, the one of me, and I spawn a VM, right? And then, so in UI, there's already support for user data. So in this example, it's CoreOS, which provides the framework called Ignition to submit user data. This Ignition provides you a file on the root file system under foo bar. It's hard to read.
Yeah.
And it says, hello, Miami. And when you spin the VM, and you give it a public IP, and you SSH to it, first of all, so I SSH as core at the public IP that I assigned to my VM, and it perfectly connects because the SSH key is picked up and installed as an allowed key pair or SSH key as part of a VM root. Then when you mount, so just to showcase, when you mount the config again by mount dash L for label config, the config label under a certain mount point, it's connected and you can basically read it. So you have a CloudSec folder, and if you look into the CloudSec folder, you see there is user data and metadata folders, and under metadata you see all the text files as explained. For instance, the SSH, the public key, holds my public key. So, and then if I look into the user data, I see the Ignition, the JSON format of CoreOS as part of Ignition being submitted. And when I then do the cat of slash foo bar, I effectively see the file content which I submitted, right? So, so we don't do it. Yeah, it's definitely a good point. We can, So let me try once more.
And I think we should start the discussion about if we're going to use our own format or.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Because indeed the other option would be to then extend CloudBeat, but it's more work.
So we were thinking at supporting the EC2 formats. I mean, that's another. But I know in OpenStack they want to deprecate the EC2 format. So I definitely think that's a good discussion to have. So thanks for raising that point, because we were having the same discussion. Good point. All right, so that's one alternative to replace your virtual router for providing user data. It's working for shared networks, isolated VPCs, as I mentioned. So another alternative, which a very large customer of ours suggested to meet the same goal, replace a virtual router for user data, was they said, why don't we do it much simpler? Why don't you, through DHCP options, provide to the VM the location where to fetch the user data from? We manage our own user data already. We'd like to manage it outside of CloudSec, but we need some way to tell the guest VM where it should fetch it from. And that started a bigger discussion, there is actually in CloudSec a feature lacking, which is there in OpenStack, for instance, supporting DHCP options, configurable DHCP options, on a per NIC basis of a virtual VM. And as our SDN platform fully supports this, we thought of why don't we orchestrate, why don't we provide this as a generic new API in CloudSec, with generic new persistency in a database, new table, provide that orchestration from our plugin to do all the orchestration to effectively make sure that the VM will obtain those options that you specify. So it's really simple. I mean, it's standard also. It's a feature on its own. So I link this now as part of this user data presentation, but it's actually a totally new feature in CloudSec on its own, supporting extra DGP options on a per name basis. So the drawback of this approach is, of course, that you need to manage user data service outside of CloudSec yourself. So this is another PR outstanding now, which we hope to get through to 4.11. With a generic core API support, we extended deploy virtual machine, update virtual machine, add NIC to virtual machine, with the ability to specify a list of options on a per NIC basis. It's an extension of the DGP service provider. There's a set extra DGP options method now, which all the providers implement as no op, except for Nuage, where we do the implementation. The design spec is out there. And so how this works is, so one option that was really which is a good option to, in scope of this user data approach, is there's an option 114, which stands for URL. So what if I have my user data service located under this URL? I want to pass this URL to my guest fields through a standard option, in this case 114. So how do you deploy then a virtual machine? In CloudMonkey uses, so you specify your network ID, your template ID, service offering ID, key pairs, and then just like it's similar to NIC network list approach. You can specify on a per NIC basis. In this case, there is only one NIC. For the NIC attached to this network, I want to specify DGP option 114 being this value. We provide support for names. So .url will work as well. And this will orchestrate everything for you, and the VM will effectively obtain the options. In terms of the options, this is normally nicely formatted, but in this way it's not. So we support the most commonly used DHCP options by number, of course, but also by their typical name. Right, so I mean, that basically, to my view, provides two really valuable alternatives to using user data. Next to the virtual router, which is the first one. So being either through config drive, so attaching your virtual CD-ROM to your virtual machine, either through totally different mechanism, providing a location where the service is through DHCP options. Sorry for the internet connectivity mess up here. questions? More questions about this? If not, so the PRs are there, the design documents are there. I'll upload and distribute the slides. If you have any question, feel free to ask me. All right, thanks.